Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Was that yesterday?
You're being a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't. Stop it.
I got that sound, by the way.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got it. I'll get it ready for you. Hey, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, were we all together for a day?
We were together for one day, and that was Derby Day.
Yeah.
And we're back for a day here, and then Dave takes off tomorrow. So.
And, Dave, you're taking off tomorrow in our guest is going to be Mr. John Oates from Hall and Oates.
Oh, darn it.
I did speak with Janie Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen's wife, while we were off.
Right.
Okay.
While I was off.
What a saint she is.
And no kidding. You don't know what happened. But so anyway, she is going to be our guest in October.
Sweet.
Stop it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then so we were chatting. It's kind of surreal. I was chatting back and forth with her via email. She actually reached out to me. Because I had reached out to her a year ago, and we talked for a little bit, and then it just died. So she reached out to me and said, hey, can I still come on your show? I said, yeah. We started talking back and forth. So I sent her my before and after picture.
Oh, you are.
I sent her my before and after picture.
Is that flirting?
No. Because she's into fitness and health.
Oh, that, okay.
Oh, well, so is Eddie, so that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's methed up. So anyway, I said, yeah, dropped 70 pounds. Let me show you my before and afters, Janie. She goes, yeah, send them. So I did. And then yesterday she responded back and said, first of all, your wife is smoking hot. Because in the first picture, the before picture, it's me looking like Jabba the Hutt and this hot blonde wife of mine in a bikini.
Yes.
So she said, first and foremost, your wife is smoking hot. So I screenshot that and sent it to Susan while she was on a conference call.
Was the next email, are we becoming friends?
Yeah, right.
All right, so Sasquatch is here, 6'8".
Yep.
And a half.
There we go. Papa John's, big story this morning, broke about a half hour ago. Papa John's is moving some jobs to Atlanta. I think we were fearing might be a bunch of them. But what's the story here, Sasquatch?
Everything but IT, legal, and supply chain is going to Atlanta.
Hmm.
Mm.
What? You're leaving Louisville? Whatever for?
Okay.
apparently, and this was just tweeted out, apparently the CEO of Papa John's spoke with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Rob Lynch is the CEO and president of the aforementioned pizza establishment and said, quote, we think that Atlanta can help us get the talent we need. So apparently Pizza Boy thinks that Louisville's full of morons.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, is this even this even separates themselves from John Schnatter even more at that point?
Yeah.
So now that if they're out of Louisville, then they're really cutting the cord.
I wonder if they give a lot of the workers the options to move to Atlanta with them, like some companies do, or if they're saying nope, starting all over, rehire. And it'd probably be hard to rehire in 2020, though, wouldn't it?
It's not supposed to reopen until the summer of next year, so I think they've got some time to figure out a hiring plan and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we have to fess up here. So Papa John's was struggling, obviously, after the whole John Schnatter dust-up, and they brought Shaq on board, and that helped a little bit. But then they made a move, and they chose the Afternoon Underdogs on 790 KRD as their title sponsor of our show, and things turned around so spectacularly, they were able to get their bottom line to a place where they could afford to move their global headquarters. So had we allowed them to continue to struggle, Tony, they would still be here. So we have to take the blame for this.
It's either horrible. That or Papa John's got a great deal on Falcons season tickets and they just couldn't pass it up.
Well, look, we're all married, so we're all used to, you know, understanding it's always our fault. So, yeah, it's our fault, and we'll just take responsibility for it, Dave. And I'm not going to feel guilty about that. All right, I did my job, and I'll do it again if I'm asked.
Well, I'm looking at a cover letter that the head sent out to all the states looking for a new state to relocate, and it says its top priority was it wanted a place where the executives wouldn't get murdered or carjacked.
Yeah.
So I think I broadened the search a little bit.
I'm not sure if Atlanta's picky. I'm not sure.
Well, that takes New Jersey out of the running at least.
Well, Memphis definitely was off that list.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Memphis was out pretty early. Yeah.
Yeah, but the barbecue. Shut up, Ted.
Shut up.
Detroit, I doubt that they were seriously concerned.
No, not Portland anymore. Nope.
Hey, how the schools in Detroit? Shut up, Ted!
Maybe not Chicago.
Who's Ted?
Yeah, right. Hey, you know what? The pizza in Chicago is pretty good. Ted!
Well,
enough!
You know, and now we're contributing to Chicago's problems because we've got the guy that cut up his girlfriend and put her in the suitcase and took her to Chicago.
I know. Well,
that was my lead story until Papa John's.
Well, we'll tell you that they're starting to call Chicago Little Louisville.
Yeah.
On national news.
One way to travel for free, I guess. They'd just be the carry-on.
Here was our gift yesterday. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're being a jerk. It's pure and simple. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
You're being a jerk. It's pure and simple. Don't be a jerk.
Oh yeah.
Why are you being such a jerk? Listen.
I'm rubber. You're glue.
A jerk. Listen. What kind of an attorney general would soothe his very own governor? It takes. Oh wait a minute. Never mind.
My goodness. He sounds like the high school counselor with a group of teens.
Okay.
And one of them is opening up to a little bit too. You're being a jerk.
You're being a jerk. You're being a jerk. And you're also talking without the talking stick.
Oh.
There's the talking stick. That's not a stick,
That's
Governor.
That's not a stick, sir.
I've been waiting for someone to grab this talking stick for years.
When they get to the Supreme Court chamber today, I think that somebody ought to sit there and count the number of people who are in the room without a mask.
Right.
Because somebody's going to do it. There's going to be somebody who's going to show up in there and take their mask off. And then they're going to be eviscerated by one side of this argument.
If ever we needed confirmation that we're living in the dumbest times in American history, 2020 has just said, you know what, let's just settle the debate now. I wonder if we can get somebody that was on the bus traveling to Chicago while this guy, Melvin Martin Jr., again, he killed his girlfriend and put the body parts in the suitcase and then traveled by bus from Louisville, Chicago.
Hey.
And I wonder how many people are on that bus now thinking, oh, my, I was on that bus.
Because you know somebody was sitting on that bus going, wow, that bathroom's malfunctioning. What's that smell? Because when he got to wherever family house or relatives, whoever it was he was staying with, they said that the suitcases smelled. So you know that this thing's emanating.
Ooh, no way.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've got a bathroom. I've got a bathroom malfunction story here in a minute.
Oh, boy.
You just reminded me.
The least shocking thing we've heard today. You've got a bathroom story.
On my vacation. Here we have in our basement, you guys have used it. In the Rock and Roll Man Cave, a restroom that has a commode and a shower.
What the hell is a commode?
A toilet.
Oh, okay.
And Gene Simmons.
So, and Gene Simmons
with a giant tongue.
Right, and a bowl full of goodies.
Condoms.
Goodies. So.
For the key parties.
For the key parties.
In case you forgot yours, we have extra.
Hey, visit our gift shop. We have Gene Simmons with condoms.
We have extra.
Okay, so anyway, I was in the bathroom, I flushed the toilet, and now look, here in the shower, here comes all of this sewage water up everywhere through the drain.
Oh.
And the toilet starts to come up with doo-doo water everywhere.
Oh.
And I'm like, what do I do?
So I did what any logical person would do. I tried to flush it again.
Oh, no.
Okay, long story short, this is the most god-awful mess you've ever seen in your life.
Yes.
Quite the log jam.
I'm an idiot. You all know that. What am I going to do? I have no idea. I'm an idiot. So
you're not a plumber.
No. So I did what anybody in their right mind would do. I called Tom Drexler.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just run away and blame Susan.
That's coming.
How hot is she now, Mrs. Van Halen?
Right. So I called Tom Drexler, and they said, yeah, we're on our way out, Mr. Whitten. We got you. So, within a couple of hours, they're at my door. But this is really cool service. They texted me, and it was a picture of the techs that were coming. All right?
Oh, the tech. The technicians. Right.
One of them was a guy, and one of them was a hot female. And I'm like, oh, no. Now this hot female is going to come in and look at all this duty water. And, this mess on the floor, the mess in the shower. So as soon as they came to my door, I walked up and I went, I am so sorry. I don't know what my wife did down there, but it's horrible. And I just pinned it. And so I walked in.
There's one hot female plumber in America, and she comes to your house.
Why do you say there's only one?
No, I never met a female plumber.
Well, and shame on me for not listen. I don't see gender, so
apparently you do.
I wasn't expecting.
Admirable. Was the guy hot?
Yes.
Oh, good.
They were both hot. It was
that
a
was
hot
a good
guy.
Answer.
It was a hot guy. Oh, actually, then a buddy of mine saw lifelong buddy Randy Angel of mine that works there saw that I was on a work order, and he came by. So we had all kinds of people looking at Susan's duty water.
All right.
As speaking of duties, Dr. Wayne Tuckson is going to join us this morning. He's going to talk about what's going on in his show tonight, amongst other things. Plus, we've got This Day in Music. Tony TNT Tilford has big news for you rock and roll fans.
What?
Something fun going on. Jim Ryan's going to talk to us about Sally from the Alley ruining everyone's good time on the coast.
It's much worse than the actual level four hurricane that went through. This one was just like a tropical storm almost, but it's been dumping almost 30 inches of rain on the coast, and it's just awful. So those people, I feel so sorry for them. All right, man. So Sasquatch, have a great day, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, and we'll be keeping an eye on this Papa John's thing throughout the day.
Yeah, that really sucks. I mean, it really does.
Big time.
It really does. When the KFC did it a couple of years ago, when they call it the muscle, that's the upper-level guys that make a lot of money. They moved to Dallas a couple of years ago, and now Papa John's is making the same choice, apparently. But we still support Papa John's and everything that they do. Back after this on News Radio 840, WHS.
Here's your one chance, Fancy. You go put this really nice dress gown on. You get down there and you give these men a proper shaking.
Now, I think the country music had an awards night last night, I believe.
Well, they have an awards night every other night in the country music.
And I believe for Artist of the Year, they had a tie.
Oh, really?
And they gave the Artist of the Year to two different people.
Huh. I look forward to not watching that.
It was last night, by the way.
Oh, was it?
So, yes, I'm not a. Yeah, I turned on to WAMZ yesterday and said, let's take a listen. Sure enough, the first song out was "Girl Popping Out of the Lake," hanging out the. I'm not making this up.
Dragon's the lyrics, sweet tea?
Mm-hmm. The lyrics were hanging out the side of my truck
on a Friday night.
Tanned legs was about 3 seconds later, and I was like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
Sorry, went back to news radio.
Hey, speaking of tan legs, it's Courtney Dunahoe.
Ooh, can't be tan.
Oh, that's definitely not me. I'm so Irish, I swear. I go from super pale to super red in 2 seconds. So tan legs, not happening for me.
Bad news for but in the good news, you do look a little bit like you resemble tan mom. But anyway.
What? I don't get it.
Tan mom.
I don't get it.
It's not a flattering compliment.
Okay.
Hey,
Papa John's. Obviously, that hits home in Louisville. The muscle is headed to Atlanta, correct?
Unbelievable. I mean, it's actually such surprising news this morning, as I was saying earlier. That's something that definitely I wasn't expecting in all of the companies that usually pop up and you hear chatter about companies moving. But here's the breakdown. The Atlanta headquarters, they're expected to fill it up by the summer of 2021. So that's when they expect the Atlanta location to be set. They don't have the actual place yet. They're talking to a number of potential office locations throughout the area, and they expect to complete the selection process by the end of the year. Now, who's moving to Atlanta? It's the innovation, menu innovation team, marketing, customer experience, HR, their diversity group, communications, and development. Now, who's staying in Louisville? IT, the supply chain, and the legal teams, they're going to remain at the headquarters. So the organizational changes are going to be coming relatively soon. Of course, in a situation like this, usually this is what happens. Now, they did say about their Louisville headquarters that because it's been home 36 years, Papa John's been there with original roots in Indiana. But they say it remains essential to the company's success. They want to continue to be a corporate partner for Kentucky. But the reason why they chose to move to Atlanta is because they said it's the deep talent pool and the airport. Because Atlanta Hartsfield Airport is one of the biggest airports in the nation. And what Papa John's has been planning to do in some of its reorganization is that they want to be able to expand globally. So this is a way for their executives to be able to fly. Well, nobody's flying now at this point, but it gives them access in that way.
I don't understand this because we have Louisville International Airport here. Hey, what about the way they said, you're moving to Atlanta? Where are you moving to? Well, we don't have a location yet. We just know we're going anywhere but here.
I know. That's exactly it. They don't even have a building yet. I think, Courtney, part of this also is off the – it's probably separating themselves from John Schnatter also, sort of that, you know, that he's from here. He's in, you know, lives in Louisville, and I think that even separates it more. I have no idea whether that was a conversation or not, but
– yeah, and, you know – one of the things about Papa John's is that, I mean, it had so many issues last year because, I mean, he said the slur. He said it was taken out of context and that he was a victim of a smear campaign. That was his stance on this. But this is, I mean, it really is pushing it away from the Louisville community. And, I mean, I mean, it's such a big part of, you know, Louisville and the Board of Trustees. I mean, it's such a big change. It's an unbelievable in a way as it tries to overhaul its image and try to put some of the controversies behind it. I guess, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to put it by. We'll survive, and Papa John's will survive here too, also. And maybe they don't like it, Atlanta, and come back soon.
Yeah, maybe they'll find, you know, driving on those busy freeways won't work for them.
That's right.
Now, taking a look at how Papa John's is doing this morning, though, shares are lower. So it's down 1.8% in trading. And over the past year, Papa John's shares are up almost 34% year to date. So definitely had a big boost so far this year because so many people have been buying pizza in their pandemic hold. So that's one of the things that we've been tracking, companies like that and Domino's too. But yeah, let me bring it to the market.
Dow futures looks down a little bit this morning.
Yeah, we're at the open, and we see the Dow down 307 points, and one of the reasons is the Federal Reserve. The central bank left interest rates unchanged yesterday, but it's also signaling that rates are going to remain on hold until at least 2023 to help the recovery. However, Chair Jay Powell, he warned in the conference call with reporters about an uncertain economic recovery without further stimulus. So that definitely has put pressure on stocks yesterday and also today. And I'm forgetting my IQ. See, I got so excited, I forgot my IQ, guys.
Bloomberg Money Minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You want to play golf with us? You can. All you got to do is go to WHAS.com and sign up to play golf on October 2nd at Glen Oaks. We have an $8,400 incentive because if you hit a hole-in-one, you get the cash. Plus, you get lunch and everything else. And we'll be out there doing this show, I believe, because it's a shotgun start at 1 o'clock on a Friday. It's going to be absolutely perfect.
And we're going to hang out with you all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Underdorks from 790 will be there as well.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
Mm-hmm. Timmy and Don.
I know they're called the Underdorks, but they're cool, dude.
Well, cool-ish. Coolish. So go to WHAS.com. Seriously, tickets for the golf scramble. They're filling up quick, and we want you to come hang out with us. Cops are looking for a subject. Go ahead. Sorry.
So you know what's cool about this scramble? It's on a Friday. Most of them are on Mondays, not this one.
I know.
True.
I know.
True.
I know.
Yeah. I was shocked by that. I thought for sure it was going to be. I was like, what Monday is that? And they're like, no, it's a Friday. And I was like, oh, cool, dude. Yeah, perfect.
Friday, baby.
Yeah, man.
Hey, for the first time in 64 regular season games, the New England cheating Patriots are the underdogs. Looks like the betting lines show the Pats as a 4-point underdog against the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle.
Oh, I guarantee it. Even without the crowd.
Yep. The last regular season, hang on, my watch is going off.
No, it's the church bells.
Oh, okay.
It's not your
watch. Yeah.
Okay. The last regular season game where the Pats were the dogs was September 11th, 2016. That was 64 regular season games ago.
What's the spread? Because
he's going to implode.
This is one of those bets where I would say that's bet the farm. In Seattle, only 4 points with Cam Newton and Russell Wilson. Yep. Come on, bet Seattle all day long.
Yep. No, I did that last week. The first week, this is why I don't gamble. The Houston was getting 10 points, and I was like, that is humongous in an NFL game. Plus, the regular season game, Houston won last year. So I was like, how is it 10 points? So I was like, if I gambled, I would bet on Houston and take the 10. Kansas City covered. They covered again. That's why I don't gamble. Now, Cam Newton's going to implode. Boy. Just chart it.
No, he's not. He's Superman.
No, he's not.
He
got rid of the Superman.
Oh,
he did the Wakanda. Wakanda forever now.
Oh, he got rid of okay.
Yeah, he does the Wakanda. Yeah.
Cops in Cherokee, Georgia. Cherokee County, Georgia, are looking for somebody to give them their property back, okay?
What?
Deputies pulled over a vehicle on Interstate 75
about
40 miles north of Atlanta where Papa John's is now going. The suspect bailed out on foot, and he left behind a winning lottery ticket.
Oh, damn.
I know. They showed a picture of the car. They say, hey, if you want your lottery ticket, come on back. It's a winner, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see if the criminal's stupid enough to come back for his lottery.
Where is it? Georgia?
Yeah, Cherokee County, Georgia. Cherokee, about 40 miles outside of Atlanta.
How big of a winning ticket?
Oh, it depends on how – yeah, right. That's the question.
It doesn't say on this article.
And when something's stolen in Georgia, it's stote.
Stote.
You didn't pronounce it right.
He stote it.
He stote the item. Yeah. So you got it right. Shocker. I don't want to upset Dwight.
No, go ahead.
No.
Look, hey, I'm usually upset.
You're in a good mood this morning. I'm
usually upset by that. Look, as soon as I get home, my wife will ruin that too. So what are you worried about?
Testimony last night in the Metro Council. Police say stand-down orders were issued during the worst parts of the riots. During one of the exchanges, as testified last night, sir, I can go now. I can go and end this now. Chief Schroeder, no, you don't have the numbers. Go back. Ouch.
Well, when you have somebody like Mayor Anil Fisher calling these shots, that doesn't surprise me. So I'm not too upset about that.
Ouch. But that's a different. That's definitely in contradiction to what has been said from the mayor's office, correct?
Well, listen, here's what you need to do whenever the mayor speaks is just know the exact opposite is the truth. That's how, at least that's what me and my family tend to do, and it's worked well for us. So, I don't know. I think whenever, look, he's tried to shut people up with lawsuits and this, that, and the other. I think when testimonies start coming out, it's going to be brutal. And while I was gone, by the way, there was a settlement
on the Taylor case for the civil suit way before the, any of the facts have came out from Attorney General Daniel Cameron. So it seems to me like he's trying to, oh, here's some money. Let's not talk about it anymore. But on a related note, where are we on the Explore program with those teenagers that were sexually assaulted?
That hasn't been settled, right?
It has not been settled yet.
Yeah.
So here you have sexual assault on teenagers that the mayor covers up for years, and they're still not settled on that. But yet, within months before the facts come out, there's a settlement. I'm just confused.
I don't want to upset you. I didn't want to upset you.
Okay, well, I'm trying.
You're getting in that direction. I can see the vein inside of your head start to go conk conk.
Conk conk. Yeah, sorry.
Lou City FC increases its league last night. In number one in the league, they beat down Indy 11 that earlier in the season was kind of trolling them on Twitter. When Louisville was in fourth place, Indy 11 Twitter sent out a tweet that said, "We're so glad that Lou City FC is social distancing themselves from first place." So last night, Lou City FC Twitter got back at them.
Good.
And rolled back at them because they absolutely smacked Indy 11 to increase their lead in the league.
Good. I love smack talk on Twitter. It's very presidential these days.
Right.
Taco Bell has good news for you if you do live in Canada. That's where this is going to be around. But good news in the States as well. They're announcing new menu items. Two of the new menu items.
Ooh.
One of them is going to be a toasted cheesy chalupa.
Ooh, a chalupa. Okay.
Yeah, toasty cheesy chalupa.
Okay, chalupa.
And it's also in Canada only, in Canada. Only in Canada, you can pair it with a Taco Bell wine. It's a jalapeno noir.
And wait a minute.
Noir. Noir.
The chalupa is what? That's the one with the folded.
It's a dog. A chalupa is a small dog.
No, that's chihuahua.
And it says Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
It's a chihuahua.
Oh.
It's not a.
I don't know what a chalupa is.
A chalupa.
It sounds like a. Here, let's. I've got a machine where I can look anything
up. What is a chalupa?
Okay.
It's a specialty dish, South Central Mexico includes, hang on, I'm trying to get a picture of it. Come on, I need the picture. Is it a taco?
It's a burrito, right?
Yeah, I think it's
a taco.
Isn't
it a burrito? Because they got different names, burrito, enchilada, something else. They're all burritos.
Yeah, it's just a different form of it. They just want to call it something fancy. All right, man, we'll take a break. CBD oil, you bet. All you got to do is go to kysbesthemp.com. Kentucky's Best Hemp has honeys and creams and lotions and, of course, the traditional CBD oil you can put under your tongue. But they have so many different options. CBD oil works in so many different ways, and it's made right here in Kentucky, Cynthiana, Kentucky, to be exact. And right now, if you use my code Tony30, punch that in, Tony30, when you get to the website, and it's very easy. You'll get 30% off your entire order. So what are you waiting for? Kentucky's Best Hemp. Go to kysbesthemp.com. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.